We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yom Hichos Tefilas, Amin Kuv Zayin Siv Gimel, says the Mechaber, Ein Tzibur Mispalan Tefilas Nedava Kla. A Tzibur cannot volunteer to daven Nishmona Esrei, extra from what is obligated, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, because a Tzibur is not able to be Marker of a Karban Nedava as a group, Siv Dalet. HaRotza Lispalan Tefilas Nedava, one who wants to daven a voluntary Shmona Esrei, they must know that they're able to have the appropriate kavana the entire time. If they can't have the appropriate kavana, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says upon him, well, you davening all these davenings, if you can't even pay attention, I'd rather you be able to focus on the obligatory three tefillos than everything else. Sif kuf ches, mishalos pala sibos taos, ones o mezit. Sif aleph, ta onena, so los pala shachris. If you made a mistake, or something stopped you against your will, and you were unable to daven shachris, mispal minchas time, you daven two minchas. Harishona mincha, vahashnia litashlumen. The first one at Esrei is the one which is obligatory right now, which would be mincha, and the second one is the tashlumen, is the makeup, is the shachris. The Mishnah Berurah explains that someone who didn't daven because they weren't able to focus appropriately, even though they shouldn't have done that, meaning you should daven, even if you can't focus the entire Shmona Esrei appropriately, you should still daven as long as you can focus that first paragraph. But if you didn't daven, still that's not called intentionally skipping, and you'd be able to do a tashlumen. And the Mishnah Berurah also gives examples of ones, such as someone who's sick, or they were drunk, or they didn't have the appropriate amount of water to wash their hands. That is also included in ones, even though we said that they should daven even if they don't have water, because earlier we said you can clean your hands with something else if you have no water. Still, if somebody didn't daven because of the water, that is still called an ones, and they'd be allowed to make it up. The Mishnah Berurah adds that Chazal only made a tashlumen for tefila, which is bakashas rachamim. However, they did not make a tashlumen. You can't make up if you miss shma, psukit zimra, etc. Even though we said that you're able to daven two minchas instead of shachris, if you're the shliach tzibur, then you're able to make up the shachris. If you made a mistake, you're able to do that, make it up during chazaras hashatz, and just have in mind that you're being yotze the tashlumen at that point, and then you won't need to daven two shmona esrei. So if you're daven mincha for the yamarim, you miss shachris, you can daven mincha lechova in your personal shmona esrei, and then the second shmona esrei, which is chazaras hashatz, will count for you as the shachris that you missed. However, you would not be able, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be able to be yotze if you are not the shliach tzibur. You could not have in mind that you are going to be yotze with the shliach tzibur as your tashlumen. The only time that the Mishnah Berurah says that b'dieved it will work is if it's a tashlumen for Mariv, because Mariv is a rishus, so we are more lenient. However, in general, Chazar Sashatz does not count for tashlumen, because you can't be yotze with Chazar Sashatz if you are a baki. We only say you can be yotze with Chazar Sashatz if you are unable to daven on your own. The Makor Chaim says that when you are making up shachris at mincha, you should daven both shmona esreis, you should say shalom rav. And if you're making up marv at shachris in both shmona esreis, you should say sim shalom. So you daven the shmona esrei that is appropriate for the time that the obligatory davening that you're davening right now. The Mechaber continues, v'im hipech lo yatzei de tefila shi tashlumen. If you switch the shmona esreis and you davened the tashlumen before the chova, the makeup shmona esrei first, you are not yotzei the tashlumen. You are only yotzei the chova, which you did the second. V'tzarech lachzor l'spalo, so you need to daven again the tashlumen 1 second. V'chein adin v'chol makom shetzarech l'spalo tefila the tashlumen. Anytime you have to daven a tashlumen, this is going to be the case. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who disagree, and they say you don't need to go back unless you made it clear that that first tefila was for tashlumen and the second was L'shem chova, such as if it's Motzei Shabbos and you did Havdalah in the second Shmona Esrei and not the first one, you made it obvious that the first Shmona Esrei for you was meant for Tashlumen. That is the only time you would need to go back if you switch them. But if you didn't make it clear, rather you just thought in your mind or something like that, that you were doing the first one for Tashlumen and the second for chova incorrectly, you would not need to go back. However, this is only one opinion, and Lingendina, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Prichadash and the Prima Gadim, who say that we must follow the Mechaber and go back no matter what if you made that mistake. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you do go back to daven that third Shmona Esrei now, you should say that it is on condition that if you are not mechuyev to daven again, then it should be betoras nindava. Interestingly enough, some point out that in the Sefer Machane Yisrael, which the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, wrote for those who were in the army, he was mekel and said you do not need to go back and daven third Shmona Esrei in this situation. The Be'er Halacha also points out that if you didn't have in mind either way which Shmona Esrei was which, you just daven the two Shmona Esreis, then for sure you're yotzeing, you would not need to go back. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where one was davening the first Shmona Esrei l'shem chova, however they made a mistake and they did not say v'sein talum matar in that Shmona Esrei, and they didn't realize until after they davened the second Shmona Esrei where they did say v'sein talum matar, the second one counts as tashlumen, and they need to daven a chova again. And even though they made a mistake in the chova one, we don't say it's like you didn't daven at all, because still, when you daven l'shem tashlumin, and it was the appropriate time. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is true all the time. Anytime you daven the first Shmona Esrei l'chova and you make a mistake, like you forgot something that you were supposed to say, we say that it's not as though you didn't daven at all. And therefore, the second will count as tashlumin, and now you need to daven again to make up for that first l'chova one. The Kilas Yaakov points out that this is dependent on the Machlokas which the Mishnah Berurah brings later on. If someone forgets Galav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, is it like they didn't daven at all? Siv Beis, Ta'av Elo Hispal Mincha, if you didn't daven Mincha, Hispal Arvish 2, and then you daven Marv twice. Harishona Arvish, Ashin Tashlum. And once again, the first one is the Chova davening, and the second one is the makeup. Ta'av Elo Hispal Arvish, if you didn't daven Marv, Hispal Shachrish 2, then in the morning you daven Tushmona Esrei, Harishona Shachris, Vashin Tashlum. And once again, the first one is the Chova Shmona Esrei, and the second one is the makeup.